3HL powered by the Tennessee Lottery. Join now for our weekly visit with Jason Swain, the man we call Swain Event. Swain, how is the self-quarantine thing going in Knoxville these days? At least the weather's gotten nice.
The weather is awesome. I mean, I can't complain. The last 2 days has been great. So at least we get good weather, go outside and play. But, you know, you spend a lot of time with your family and your kids, and I'll just say this. I think teachers deserve a raise.
I think a lot of parents are saying that. Speaking of that, I just saw a story, GoVols 24/7. They were doing an online course at the University of Tennessee in the communications department, and Peyton Manning popped in. And the look on everybody's face, I'm going to tweet this out, everybody's face is like, just unbelievable. Like, I cannot believe this is happening. Peyton Manning popped into their class online.
Even Peyton's bored. I mean, goodness gracious, Peyton hanging out with us common folk.
Obviously having some phone issues here with Jason Swain as a strange day with phones continues here on the Zone. I know JT will effort him. Try to get a better connection for Jason Swain as we continue this discussion.
We're trying to get him on Skype, and he couldn't get logged in on Skype. So we've got him back. Swain, what's up?
I'm here.
All right.
You know who else is here, keeps getting contracts? Tyler Bray. How about that, man?
Super happy for Tyler Bray. If you told me in 2011 and 2012 that Tyler Bray will be still on the NFL roster in 2020, you know, I probably wouldn't believe you. And, you know, you go back to 2012, I mean, that's just a really rough year. 2011, that team lost to Kentucky. A receiver playing quarterback, they ran about 15 total plays for the entire game. And, you know, that team didn't want to go to a bad bowl game, so they just didn't have a lot of motivation to try to win at the end of the season. And Tyler Bray was kind of the quarterback at that time. Didn't really pick up some quality wins against key opponents in the SEC during that time, but had an awesome arm, threw for a ton of yards, still in the record books to this day. Has some immaturity issues. And the best thing to happen to Tyler Bray, in my opinion, was linking up with Andy Reid there in Kansas City. And I think Tyler Bray learned how to be a pro. He learned how to be a quarterback. And the situation where he is now with the Bears, you know, Nagy is a Andy Reid disciple. And so he knows that system. He understands that system. And so Tyler Bray, being a third-string quarterback, has been on the NFL roster ever since 2012. And so happy for him, so proud of him. And just glad that we got some Tennessee guys still in the league. We got to put some more in there, but happy for Tyler Bray for sure.
Well, I mean, Peterman, Mickey just pulled up the quarterback rankings in a draft book he was looking at, and Riley Neal's 14th on that list. Maybe Riley Neal's the next guy.
Maybe. I don't count Nathan Peterman because he transferred and he went to Pittsburgh. So I think Pittsburgh claims Nathan Peterman.
I mean, Nathan Peterman, God love him, might have had the worst quarterback performance in the history of quarterback performances in an SEC game.
I felt so bad for him in that 2013 game down in Florida. I mean, a quarterback making his first start in the swamp, first-year head coach, not a lot of, you know, talent around him as far as skill position. Had a really good offensive line, but just didn't have the skill players on the outside to make things happen and take pressure off of him. No one was able to take a 5-yard hitch and take it to the distance there in 2013. So, just a really, really bad stretch for him. But, you know, he went to Pittsburgh, got himself drafted. And last time I checked, I think he's still in the NFL. I think. Is he?
Yeah, Raiders. Yeah, we're the Raiders.
Well, how about that? He's still in the league. One of the best 90 quarterbacks in the world. He's in the league.
I mean, he's doing a lot of what he did in that Florida game in the NFL, but he's still hanging.
He's still getting paid, I guess, and as long as he hitches his wagon to John Gruden, he'll be okay. So, I'm just happy that he's there. I wouldn't have thought that he would even have a chance to play in the NFL 2013, when he went in there in Florida game. I mean, he just looked like a deer in headlights, but he bounced back, and I'm glad that he's in the NFL and sticking around. But he is a Pittsburgh Panther, not a Tennessee Volunteer.
Hey, Jason, what are you hearing on Zach Evans? It's been a long time since we've asked you about him, the five-star running back that went to Georgia and then left, and now he's just apparently going to show up on campus at some point somewhere. And we heard Barton Simmons told us he may be in Nashville working out.
Yeah, that's what I hear. I think you know, some students one day will hear the teacher just call out his name during roll call, and that's how we're going to find out that he's at a school, because we just have not seen this before. God decided not to sign with everyone else during signing day and then just show up, and he's going to enroll and be on a football team and with the football program. And honestly, like, I have to like remind myself that Zach Evans is still out there. I have kind of went to 2021 class, but I still have to remind myself because he's such a really good player. And I hope wherever he goes that he's able to have a productive career, and whatever that's kind of been the situation with him during this recruiting process, it doesn't kind of show back up later on in his career, a college or pro, because I think he will be a pro player if he stays healthy. But yeah, it's been weird. It's been weird covering his recruitment, but somebody's gonna get a really good player sooner or later.
Well, it's weird too, because not a whole lot of access to him, obviously, at this point, with what our society is going through right now with COVID-19, and obviously all recruiting in-person visits cut off for everybody across college football in the SEC. I want your take on Jeremy Pruitt and how you think he's handling this from a recruiting standpoint. Obviously, it's going to include a lot of Skype, a lot of, you know, FaceTime, a lot of different technology used to be able to get in front of recruits, to be able to talk to recruits, to be able to keep things going. What's your take on how Jeremy Pruitt and his staff handles it?
Well, I think he has a staff, you know, guys like Brian Niedermeyer and T. Martin. What people don't understand is a lot of the recruiting is done that way, to even get to third base, to have an opportunity to get a official visit, or get an opportunity to have them come to your campus even for an unofficial visit. It takes, you know, hours upon hours of spending time on the phone, either playing Fortnite or DMing. I mean, it takes that. So as far as that's concerned, I don't think that's changed a lot, but you're unable to get those players on campus. You're not unable to kind of shake their hand. You're unable to sit down in a room with them and look them in their eyes and tell them how you can help them grow as a man and grow as a football player and help them reach their goals and dreams. I mean, that's what you're missing. But as far as spending that time on the phone and getting to know a prospect and allowing that prospect to get a chance to know you as a coach, I think you can still do those things.
Jason Swain, our guest. On the way out, Swain, Jalen Johnson leaving the basketball program. You're seeing nothing but nice things said about him, but obviously there are a bunch of other great recruits coming in, and this guy will go somewhere else and look for another chance to extend his career.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he's been here for a while, you know, fourth-year junior. And I think he was a fifth-year junior, actually, only 4 points averaging a game, a little under 4 points. You know, if you round it up, my third grade teacher taught me that. Had a 2-3 there in the Kentucky game. But other than that, just didn't do a lot as someone who's upperclassman. And so, you know, he'll have another year to play. Hopefully he'll have an opportunity to go to somewhere where he can make a huge contribution. And then for Tennessee, they'll have opportunity to bring in, you know, grad transfer. You know, EJ Anasicki is out there, and he's the younger brother of Tennessee great Nicky Anasicki, who played here at Tennessee for Pat Summitt, won a championship. And so he's out there. He's transferring from Sacred Heart. And maybe he's the option. Maybe Rick Barnes looks somewhere else. But, you know, Tennessee basketball should be back in contention and competing for a conference championship again next year. And you got to try to improve the roster. And that means allowing Jalen Johnson to go somewhere else and finish his career.
Well, Swain, we appreciate the time today. At Swain Event on Twitter, across all your platforms as well, SwainEvent.com. People can catch you and your show every day, Monday through Friday. Thank you, man.
Hey, thank y'all.
Jason Swain on 104.5 The Zone. Presented by Gary Ashton of RE/MAX Advantage. Looking to sell your home? Want to sell it quickly and for top dollar? Then call Gary Ashton of RE/MAX Advantage at 615-301-1650 or online at GaryAshton.com. Gary Ashton, the official real estate agent of the Nashville Predators.
Back with the